The war on poverty is essentially a gimmick to buy votes and to line the pockets of a weird assortment of ward healers, discarded politicians, Fabian socialist do-gooders, and in many cases, people actually identified in sworn testimony as members of the communist conspiracy. These people are leeches, feeding on the lifeblood of Uncle Sam. And to each of them I say, he's your uncle, not your dad. Of course, some of the money is appropriated for real vital necessities, such as the congressional measure approving an expenditure of $750,000 to build a palatial mansion for the vice president. When a few brave and economy-minded legislators had the audacity to question the squandering of the taxpayers' money, the backers of the bill were highly indignant. Why, it won't cost a penny, they protested. Now, you mark our words, every cent of that $750,000 will come in as voluntary contributions. Well, Representative Jim Cleveland of New Hampshire, who had voted against the appropriation, checked up a few weeks ago to see just how much voluntary money had been collected so far. And the total amount, so help me, was $4 in cash. Oh, plus an envelope from some fella in San Francisco containing $25 in Confederate banknotes. Of course, the way things are going today, that Confederate money may turn out to be worth more than the Johnson money. And how do you like that phony Johnson quarter? Father Andy Van Graal, a priest friend of ours from up Wisconsin way, says he thinks Johnson's three-layer quarter is very appropriate and very symbolic. After all, says Father Van Graal, won't this be remembered as the first two-bit administration we ever had? Father Van Graal, like all traditionalist religious people, is also concerned about the changes being brought about in the churches under the guise of liberalism. He tells about the confusion being caused by the new modern garments being designed for the sisters. Seems there was a convention in Chicago and representatives of many orders of nuns attended, most in their new modern habits. On an elevator, one of the delegates turned to a group wearing garments he hadn't seen before and said, "Excuse me, sister, but I don't recognize your order. What is it?" The ladies all looked perplexed, and then one of them smiled and replied, "We're stewardesses for the American Airlines." But getting back to the great boondoggle, to understand the magnitude of the anti-poverty fraud, you've got to dig into the background of it. Public relations people, and even an occasional cigarette manufacturer, will tell you it's what's up front that counts. Well, I was raised out in the country where the plumbing was all outdoors, and believe me, folks, it's what's out back that counts. The administration wears two faces, one in front and one in back. Let me give you a convincing illustration of the two faces of liberalism. Remember all the pre-election talk about Appalachia? According to the do-good candidates, there were hardly a person down there in Hatfield-McCoy country who wasn't going hungry. The way they carried on, people in Appalachia must have thought a square meal was a tribe of cannibals eating Lawrence Welk's orchestra. Why, those politicians on TV shed so many tears over the poor people of Appalachia that the colors in my TV set ran. But that was then. That was before the poverty appropriation was approved. When the great giveaway day came, where did the big giveaway money go? To Appalachia? Well, hardly. The big loot went to the states with the big electoral college votes. To starving West Virginia, $400,000. To rich, industrious, almost fully employed New Jersey, $12.5 million. The cream of that money in New Jersey was skimmed off by the politicians. You see, it costs a lot of money to give away money. Now let's examine what happened to some of the money left over after the politicians got theirs. One family with 15 illegitimate children collected $949 per month in government funds. Investigation further showed that total payments to another woman with 14 illegitimate children had reached $61,525 before anybody questioned it. State Senator Anthony J. Grassi, estimated that more than 30% of all children being supported by public welfare funds are illegitimate. Now, I certainly harbor no ill will for those unfortunate little children. They result from somebody else's indiscretions, not their own. But somebody is their daddy, and it's not Uncle Sam. And who is footing the bill for all this? The taxpayer. The industrious, God-serving, bill-paying, hard-working, long-suffering parents of legitimate children. My Sunday newspaper last week weighed 4.5 pounds. It was heavy with talk about freedom. Less than 2 ounces of it had anything to do with responsibility. This nation was not made great by men who held out their hands. It was made great by men who stuck out their necks.